Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
It's time for our drive moment. And I'm very excited about this one because it's kind of interesting. So, y'all know a guy by the name of Rowan Atkinson. He's a 70-year-old British actor,
yep.
A.K.A. Mr. Bean. Did a very intriguing interview, shocked a lot of people. And that's why we are asking ourselves if Israel, Skumba and Komuto happy to be here.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So in this interview with the Daily Mail, he revealed that he didn't like playing Mr. Bean, saying he's glad the role is over despite how successful the show became. He hinted that he would never ever play Mr. Bean again, saying that portraying the role is stressful and exhausting. I don't really like playing it. And he says the weight of responsibility is not pleasant, and I find it stressful and exhausting, and I look forward to its end. I don't actually like the process of making anything, with the possible exception of Blackadder, because the responsibility for making that series funny was not on many shoulders, not just mine, explained the actor. Rowan also continued by saying that Mr. Bean's success has never surprised him, saying watching an adult, and I've got two here, behaving in a childish way without being remotely aware of his inappropriateness is fundamentally hilarious.
Yeah, I understand.
So
it's like you and Edward, no?
So here's the question that we want to ask today, Rick. Something you didn't want to do but had to do, and it paid off. Like Homuto said, because we're speed, I didn't want to act in Mobang.
You didn't want to act.
Bang phone, lang ba avoida, bang phone, and I just went to auditions, nje. But I. Best food now in a veil.
Yeah.
So the part
was cut for you then.
Yeah, but yeah, because, Mina, also because by virtue of being, a child of Muvenda le Motswana, and me spending most of my time with the Tswanas, I spent most of my childhood speaking Tswana. Mm-hmm. I was only introduced to Chivenda when I was a teenager.
Okay.
So my accent, if you're Venda and I speak Venda, you can tell, hello, when I accent your Botswana nyana. So that's exactly what they wanted. And also another show was Techniques Out of the Beat. Bengayifuni. Yes, even the audition, I knew it was messed up. Ngamabom.
But that's the one that we need.
Oksala, listen, Bodu says our audition.
Yeah.
We're taking you with that audition.
This is the Bodu. And I did that show. Do you know how happy I was when it was canned?
Really?
Yeah. And I was making reasonable amount of money. But I was happy not to be on TV.
Again. Komoto?
Thank you.
I don't know. The only role I know I hate playing is the designated organizer.
Ah, how about you're good at it?
I don't care. I still don't like
but
it.
But you're still good at it.
Mm. I don't care. I still don't like it.
And you still appoint yourself.
I don't.
That's
they
the funny
appoint
thing.
Me. I'm 1, 2, 3. What are you? I'm like, why me? Why me? So that's definitely a role I hate playing in my family. But that is a role that is like in moments. Like I've tried teaching the youngins after me. It just does not work. It just doesn't work.
Unfortunately, so, I didn't challenge. It is more Angola.
You won't believe it. Stand up.
What?
You radio is my. I love radio.
What?
I saw myself being on radio than doing stand up. So when I did stand up, I was really forced by Utloche Makau, the owner of the Capri River Tembis.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's do a comedy show. I'm like, why do you want to do this stand-up? No, you can be a good stand-up comedian. I'm like, let's try it. Let's just try it. Okay.
Yeah, because
we find ourselves here 17 years later.
Very interesting. Because I think naturally you're a funny
That's
guy.
That's the thing.
So when you just told yourself it's just for the guys and it ends
Konen,
there.
I'm not going to... I'll tell stories. I can tell you a story of what we did. like what we just did, the application, you know, I can tell that story right now. It will be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm, it's not for the people, man. Mm. It's for us. So he took that to a Caprivi, then Caprivi, then.
Well,
the
next thing, I'm doing stand up.
So if we were to interview Mafiki Zolo, they would tell you, Lotto, they how much they hated that song. They never wanted. Oscar is the one. Oh, man, nice tune. Nice tune. Nice tune. What a hot tune this one is. Let's do it, Theo. Let's do it. And it became a hit.
It was a hit. It still is.
Yeah, so, hey, this is life. Yeah, that's
something you didn't want to do, but had to do it. And hey, it paid off. Yeah, it doesn't pay.
It doesn't pay.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
When I was in grade 12 or when I was still in high school, I've never seen myself studying law. I will never even go on the section of law on the brochures when you check or whatever, whether it's care exhibition, I never. The only time that I was introduced to law is when I went to the university. The course that I wanted to do was not available, so I was left with two options. So law was part of the option. I was left with three options, right? Then law was part of the option. So unfortunately, even the person that I went to inquire, she was a law administrator. She was like, yo, with this result, she grabbed me. She didn't even want to give me an option. She grabbed me and not boom. Now I'm a lawyer. I'm enjoying every moment.
Please come and represent me. I'm dealing with two warthogs here in the studio who are harassing me.
Warthogs?
Yeah. Yeah, Gijima Leand.
We
were
to ask
where now? We've got videos.
video. Yeah, I sucked in maths. You know what suck? Yo, but then I ended up studying branding, but now I'm a financial advisor. And my late mom, God bless her, so she used to laugh at me and some financial advisor if you hang and it's in maths. Guys, I don't even like numbers.
I did. I think before Christmas, when they were doing Christmas things to old age people, yes, old age people, I didn't like it. Why? Not to say I don't love Amantabatala, but I mean, I personally time, it bold, it wild. So I have to think, Amantabatala. And what is funny about it, when you finish to do Kumi statement, and then who's Chalutai, listen, is Shahid, and then they just Bapa Mrs. Zandane and say, Asikzuanga Lakentanam Botini, and you must know, the statement was a shock party, as finally, this is true, was tough, but yeah.
Back in Standard 7, I didn't like biblical studies, but I got a distinction in it. And my teacher was saying that I should continue doing it high school, but I didn't do it high school. I was doing maths and physics. Guess what? Years later, I'm a pastor. I'm very good in the Bible. You want to talk about the Bible? I can give you scriptures off my head.
Yo.
Yeah. So that's what I didn't want to do. But here I am doing it.
I used to teach accounting in high school. I did a technical matric. I used to do welding in high school and those, you know. Then in college, I did engineering and related design, fitting and turning. And tell me how this year I have 14 years experience in finance. I work in finance.
Wow.
Sure. I just said to him, Oscar, a slicer.
Oh, my word.
That's all.
Yeah.
A slicer.
Wow, man. Isn't that amazing?
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, wow. There you go.
Back in Standard 7, I didn't like biblical studies, but I got a distinction in it. And my teacher was saying that I should continue doing it high school, but I didn't do it high school. I was doing maths and physics. Okay. Guess what? Years later, I'm a pastor. I'm very good in the Bible. When I talk about the Bible, I can give you scriptures off my head. Yeah. So that's what I didn't want to do, but here I am doing it.
Guess what? I'm a pastor now. Would you like to tell any sentence? And it paid off.
I knew it. And that's how you're playing it twice.
No, we don't have a context. No, put it in my. I got it, and it paid off.
And it paid off.
Wow. So, I'm afraid, do they have a salary?
Huh?
I think they do.
Go PS on twin.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they do get a salary.
Get a salary.
Yeah, I'm a salary.
A nice fat one.
That's why some of them have ama private jets. Abanye bana banamapanga.
No, no, I'm not talking about labo clan. Labo mina nawe siyazi ukubenzana. Ngikhuluma abafundisi labo abafundi mama sezayoni labo selokushini.
I usually I think about ama guy mabavakashile abathola iscons nithi.
You stop it right away.
For me now, guys, I'd say it's 2019. My sister had just graduated as a chef, so she had just gotten a qualification. She got this interview at a guest house, and Wangvu Sagugutsu, the night before I went out, so I was hanging. She's like, hey, little bro, Asambe, I have an interview. Let's just go. I get there. She pushes her interview. She's done. Wang Biza. So she's like, no, come through. They're saying they're looking for waiters. So I'm like, okay, alright, let me just go and try my luck and see what happens. To cut the long story short, it's December of 2020 when I was about to finish my 1 year contract kona lapa e guest house. One of the directors of a mining company was there, and then Wang Biza, and then she was just like, you know what, I want you to come and work with me. Till this day, I'm still working for that mining company.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.